Living by Faith, Chapter 19, The Healing Touch. One of the most striking miracles of Jesus is told in the following few words. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Leprosy was one of the most loathsome and dreaded diseases known to the people. The leper was an outcast, compelled to keep away from even his own family. The disease was a slow, progressive death, the victim's body becoming increasingly deformed until death ended his misery. No other disease more aptly illustrates the defilement of sin. This man, who was full of leprosy, very closely resembled the description given of the people by the prophet Isaiah, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. So as you study the miracle of the cleansing of the leper, you can learn how to obey the direction, Be thou clean. In the first place, the leper had confidence in the power of the Lord to heal him. He said, Thou canst make me clean. That is a great point. Very few realize that Jesus Christ can cleanse them from sin. They will admit that he can save from sin in general, that he can save others, but they are not convinced that he can save them. Let such learn a lesson from the power of the Lord. Hear what the prophet Jeremiah said by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. He who brought the heavens and the earth into existence by the power of his word can do all things. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Psalm 115, 3. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He is also able to save unto the uttermost them that come unto God by him. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Christ has been given power over all flesh. John chapter 17, verse 2. So much for his power. Of that the leper was assured. But he was not sure that the Lord was willing to cleanse him. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You don't need to be hesitant like that. You know that he can, and he has given you ample assurance of his willingness. You read that Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. It is the will of God that you should be sanctified. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Christ comprises everything. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. All things in heaven and in earth are in him. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Therefore the Apostle Paul says, He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. The willingness of God to cleanse you from sin is shown in the gift of His only begotten Son for that purpose. These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 and 15, Revised Version. So we may come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Knowing that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But the most striking feature of this miracle is the fact that Jesus touched the leper. There was not another person in all the land who would have come within a yard of him. But Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. With that touch, the hateful disease vanished. It is worth noting that in very many cases, Jesus touched those whom he healed. When Peter's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her. Matthew chapter 8, verse 15. That same evening, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. In his own country, the people were so unbelieving that he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. In Matthew, we are assured that his healing of the sick was that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, Revised Version. You know that healing went from him to the suffering ones who thronged about him to touch him. Luke 6:19. And this scripture assures you that he received into his own person their diseases in exchange for his healing power. Now you have the blessed assurance that although he has passed into the heavens, he has not lost his sympathy with you, but is still touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He comes close to you in pity, because he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. In all your sin and degradation, you may have the inspiring thought that Jesus does not despise you and is not ashamed to come into the closest companionship with you in order that he may help you. The prophet, speaking of God's dealing with ancient Israel, said in all their afflictions he was afflicted. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. It is still the same now. As an eagle bears her young on her wings, so the Lord puts himself under you, bearing all your sorrow and sin. He takes it on himself, and in him it is lost. By the same process by which at the last he will swallow up death in victory. Christ took upon himself the curse in order that the blessing might come on us. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Although he knew no sin, he was made to be sin for you, that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He suffered the death to which you were doomed, that you might share his life. And this exchange is made when you come into touch with him by confessing that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. How much you lose by holding Jesus off as a stranger or by regarding faith in him as a theory. When you know that he identifies himself with you in your fallen condition, taking on himself and from you your infirmities, how precious becomes the assurance, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world.